heirs together of the grace of life. Pastor Ben was hungering for his wife to be an heir together with him. His unfulfilled need to be the king of his kingdom and his failure to receive the deference and reverence that comes with that position caused him to feel alone. He had a need for his queen to support him. No doubt she was so busy being a good wife and mother that she forgot her most important purpose for existing. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. 1 Peter 3:7. In our modern culture, we women push to accomplish so much outside the home. Most of these things are not of God. They're just pursuits of vanity to crowd our minds and cloud our spirits and cause us to forget that we were created for the man to whom we are married. We need to lay aside activities outside the home that push us and the kids to the edge of exhaustion and confusion. Homeschooling is not the problem. It is the ambitious goals you set. God's will for all married couples is that they walk life's path hand in hand. Many husbands and wives are running circles around each other, seldom meeting in the middle. We are so busy driving the kids to this class or that event that we lose sight of being heirs together. Even church activities rob us from God's plan for us as a couple. Get off the phone. Lay down the romance novel. Turn off the TV. Stay off the web. Reduce outside visits or women's classes, and focus on putting your time into what your husband is doing and what your children need. That is how you can better meet his needs, and it is the beginning of learning to be an heir together with him of the grace of life. Pastor Ben's soul hungered for a real soulmate. He did not want his wife to be a performer for the church, the homeschool committee leader, or to win the Best Housekeeping Award. He wanted a woman to tell him he was wonderful. He needed a woman to meet him at the door with a smile. He longed to be the most important activity in her life. He needed her with him, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. Ephesians 5:33. He needed to be her king. Many couples live their whole lives together and never really bond. They are just two people, sharing the same house and dividing up responsibilities. They live together, never fuss or fight, raise their children, and yet never function as a team. He does his thing and she does hers. She doesn't really know his business or care. He's bored with her many daily activities. There is little in their lives that couldn't be done just as well apart. When he drives to the store, it never occurs to him to have her ride along. When she goes out for a few minutes, it feels as though it would be a nuisance to have to tell him where she's going and when she will be back. They're married, sleeping together, raising children, sharing duties and chores, but they are two separate people going about life. The wife gets busy with her children in church and bonds with her best friend at church. She shares more emotionally with another woman than she does with her own husband. Women bonding with other women instead of the perfect picture of Christ in the church, today we have a perverted expression of woman satisfying woman. What a disgusting mess. The husband works and finds fulfillment in his success. Yet in his heart he is just like Adam was before Eve was created, incomplete. And like Adam, he is alone, and it is not good. Life passes him by, leaving him unfulfilled. Children grow up, and somewhere around 40 or 50 years old, when the husband has built his personal empire, hubby's long-lost need for a real soulmate is revived. Suddenly, his goals and accomplishments don't seem so important. That man who has sexually resisted other women all his life is suddenly vulnerable to women who show interest in him as a human being and as a man. He can now enjoy the alien company of some lady who shows him deference through her interest in his dreams, hopes, and joys. Your husband needs you to be his helpmate, his lover, his best friend. You need to lay down your own agenda and become his queen.